Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabbi Deborah Brandt, and today is day 47 of our 50 days of counting the Omer, the name above all names, Yeshua. Omer day 47. Summation of all he is, wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Isaiah 9:6. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. The Complete Jewish Bible, Isaiah 9:5. For a child is born to us, a son is given to us, dominion will rest on his shoulders, and he will be given the name Pele Yoetz El Gibor, Aviad Sar Shalom, Wonder of a Counselor, Mighty God, Father of Eternity, Prince of Peace. Government, the Hebrew is Misra, means empire, government. Found only here in Isaiah 9:6-7, it means the authority to rule, the right to be the sovereign of all the earth. Upon his shoulder, the responsibility of rule and judgment and justice is upon him. Another example is a famous passage, again in Isaiah 9:6-7. The first part of verse 6 speaks of a Jewish child born into a Jewish world. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The Messiah's incredible name. The verse we just discussed, Isaiah 7:14, is found in a section that has been referred to as the Book of Emmanuel. The rich portion of the Book of Isaiah includes another great messianic prophecy, Isaiah 9:6, 9:5 in Jewish Bibles. Again, for a child is born to us, a son is given to us, dominion will rest on his shoulders, and he will be given the name Pele Yoetz El Gibor Aviad Sar Shalom. This phenomenal prophecy describes the messianic reign and attributes of the little baby who was born in Bethlehem. No Jew in history could be described with these names. No Jew except Yeshua, the Messiah. Wonderful Counselor, Pele Yoetz. A child is born into the Jewish world, and it is humanity that is being stressed. But in the second part of verse 6, he is given four names, three of which can apply only to God. He is first called Wonderful Counselor. The word wonderful in English is used of both God and man. We talk about God being wonderful, and we talk about our spouse being wonderful. But in the Hebrew Bible, there are certain words which are used only for God. The Hebrew word for wonderful is Pele, and is one of those words used exclusively for God. While in English, the word name Wonderful Counselor does not demand deity, in Hebrew it definitely does. Again, wonderful, Hebrew Pele, a miracle, a marvelous thing, wonderful. Isaiah 29:13-14. So Adonai says, since these people draw near with their mouths and honor me with their lips, yet their hearts are far from me, and their fear of me is a mitzvah taught by men. Therefore, behold, once more I will do a marvelous work among the people, a marvel and a wonder, so the wisdom of their wise will perish, and the discernment of their discerning will be concealed. Psalm 77:11-15. Then I said, it wounds me that the right hand of Elyon has changed. I will remember the deeds of Adonai, yes, I will muse about your wonders of old. I will meditate also on all your work and consider your deeds. O God, your way is holy. What God is great like our God? You are the God who works wonders. You have made your power known among the peoples. Psalm 89:6. The heavens praise your wonders, Adonai, your faithfulness too in the assembly of the Kedoshim. Psalm 119:129. Your testimonies are wonderful. Therefore, my soul obeys him. Counselor, Hebrews Ya'atz, means advise, consult, to deliberate, to guide. translated counselor 22 times. This name expresses the idea that he is a supreme counselor, the one who is qualified to give counsel and advice to all created. Mighty God, El Gibor. The second name of the child is Mighty God. This is clearly a title of divinity and deity. The Mighty God, Hebrew Gibor, powerful, mighty, strong, champion, chief, and El, almighty, the strong one. It literally means the mighty almighty or the conquering God. One of many places where the Messiah is called God. John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Everlasting Father, Aviad. The third name is Everlasting Father, or literally, the Father of Eternity, or the one who controls eternity. This too emphasizes his deity, for only God can control eternity. The Everlasting Father, the Father of Eternity, the Planner of the Ages, and the Father of all times. In these last days he has spoken to us through his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom he created the universe. Prince of Peace, Sar Shalom. His fourth name is Prince of Peace. There is only one of the four names which can be used both of God and man. Three of his four names are names which are true of God only. The first part of the verse emphasizes his humanity. The second part emphasizes his deity, and again the concept is that of God, man. The Prince of Peace, the Peaceful Prince, or the Prince of Shalom. He shall promote and increase his government and peace without wars. Truly his name is above all names. At the name of Yeshua every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Yeshua is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Philippians 2:9-11. Therefore God raised him to the highest place and gave him the name above every name, that in the honor of the name given Yeshua every knee will bow in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, and every tongue will acknowledge that Yeshua the Messiah is Adonai, to the glory of the Father. Personal thoughts of Yeshua. How have you seen him as your wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace? Blessing for the Omer. Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments and has commanded us concerning the counting of the Omer. Today is 47 days, which are 6 weeks and 5 days of the Omer. The merciful one, may he return to us the service of the temple to its place. Speedily in our days, amen, Selah. Bo Yeshua, Bo Shalom.